Good morning, sisters and brothers. What a joy to greet you on this 20th day of December as we careen together towards Christmas Eve. On this day, the fourth Sunday in Advent, we continue our theme about promise, and today's theme is birthing the promise. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I have the high privilege of being the pastor of Petaluma United Methodist Church, and I welcome you all to this unique and powerful worship podcast with great thanks and gratefulness to all those who work so hard to make this happen. Let's come together now and worship as we prepare to hear Advent words and the candle lighting.
Good morning. This is the fourth week we've lit another candle on the Advent wreath. The first was for hope, the second for love, the third, the pink candle, was joy. Today, the fourth candle is lit, and which stands for peace. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate the birth of Jesus and rejoice in his coming to us, this candle was lit as a sacred candle. For Jesus is our hope, he is our peace, Jesus is our joy, and he is love, pure, holy, undying love.
Call to worship. Into this moment, we are called as midwives awaiting birth. Into this season, we are pulled by the cords of love as we make our way to the manger. Into this world, we are placed as ones who have been touched by this birth we await. Come, let us gather our doubts and our inattention as God calls us to focus and to worship. Come, let us offer our hearts and our lives to the Holy Child.
Come, let us release our anger and our brokenness. Come, let us set aside our ancient grudges and complaints. Come, let us free our arms so that we might embrace the Godchild who comes to us. Come, let us pray.
Prayer of Confession. Gracious God, we feel the vibrating presence of your love as we await your coming and the child Jesus. We feel a rising kind of joy. We sense your longing for us, and we know that it is not you, but we who are hesitant and frightened. We know that it is we and not you who allow ourselves to be trapped in the web of our wounds and our hurt, our cynicism and our anger. So we pray a Christmas prayer of confession. Forgive us, God, for those things that we have left undone, knowing that you can call us to do them. Have mercy on us for those things that we have done that hurt and wound, Prepare us, we pray, for the coming of this child. Awaken in us a newfound joy as we take this baby in our arms and accept your precious gift of new life. Hear us, hold us, shake us up as we stand trembling as the angels sing. Amen.
God's forgiving grace reaches for us all, even and especially in this moment. In the name of the Christ child, we have been forgiven. Alleluia and amen.
The first scripture is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor, David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who has said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Non da lesione na matanga ku sa ko to mena voli luke. O asen dua when the rusu ka ono ki na tuso wo walu. Karoni ke na lesoni e luke patanga no asen dua. When na pasu ka ono ki na lima lima. Wango na ken rorongo. Ia ena kaone ni bula sa talena ingulo suko keprieli mai buana kalu ki na dono koro me kalili e dano ko nasarevi. Wa endo na ngone leo sa muso wa endo na tangane na dana ku Josefa ina matangali tevita. Ia na dene lewa ku Mary. Asala ko mebiko na ingulo suko kaya sa lolomo koiko ndolomani sa tiku viko na turanga. Ko sa kalunga tapakalibu virane leotani. Ia kukua sa kinroa na nono posa sa pakanana nwe nilomana se sa pampaka ivei na ipalapala ni vikinda pakipa ungo. Asaka ibu kwa nangilosi kakuni rere Mary ni kusakuni loloma buwana kalu. Karaitha kuna kuni kuni kapawasudhu matale ndo na ngone tangani ia mwabakadheni kwa kuchisu. Ena lebu kukoya, kapako tuka ina lubi kwa saadhe dhirisara. Ena turanga na kalu, ena sulia ni tikitiko po turanga ni tamana kutevita. Ia ena lewa kukoya na matangali tse kope, kasega ni mundu, ena sangatale nioti na nono matintu. Sanga ikabwa na ngulo siku Mary, ena edo waka ivei, tevi kaungo, nifasasega ni vedo vika ena ndona tangani. Asa aposa kukoya kakabwa, ena lago sabu me viko nelo tambu. Ena baururungi kutelanga na kauko iku asa de derusara. Iku kwa sa sudhu, kukwa ena sudhu me viko, ena bako tuka ikine me katambu na lubi nikalu. Karaida nando ube mku ilisi pedi, sa kuni kuni takatala endo na wani tangane, nisangase yongo na kini kaoni ni wula, kukwa ya sabu tuka iyaba. Nisa senga nindrendre wana kalu endo na ka. Sangai kako Mary, raida na pande ni turanga, meadonga viyau, mebakana numu ni vosa. Asa alako tani na ngilosi, maive kwaya. Mene tikina e vasa buka wano kina lima lima.
My soul magnifies the Lord. I'll be reading from the scripture from Luke 1:46b through 55. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
사카코 메리 사바가 말로 보나 투랑아 나이 롱고 아레키 나이 롱고 보나 클로우 나 농고 바감불라 니 알로마나 나 논다 반다 나 논다 부아 카레이다 마이 마이 나 농고 에나 카나 토마 토마 토케다가 니 사카 롱아타 니 사다 카바 나 칼리 부비아우 코코에 상강가 이에 산도케 이네다나 아사투 나 논 롤로 아마 비르 사레레 바키 코야 카이다 마니 토마 토마 테붕가 Sakauko na thaka thaka nilingana. Sandiwi paka sebi, sandiwi paka seseira. Na vivye lebu, koya, enabuku ni alonra. Sabeke sebeira na kukua menanonri tikutiko. Asapaka dedera tekeira na tamatala lai. Asapaka mamu tekeira era sabia kana. Ena kabinaka. Asapaka taleira wale na putu niau. Sabuke ira na nona tamata ni sireli. Ni sabaka nanuma na nona loloma. Eba kana nona vosa. Vira non ndangasi, via prama che non una kawa, che se vene mundo. Dungo vacro non tataka non una bosa, in da roma da indendai. Amen.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. What a privilege to be with you. Would you pray with me? Holy God, we come this day as your people. We come as ones enmeshed in the hope and promise that is being born among us. As we unpack the sacred text today, be in our hope, be in our lives, be in our love, and be with us as we build the community in the blessed name of the Christ child. Amen. Well, friends, you know, I wanted to share with you that when when I was a kid, my dad gave me a present of a magnifying glass. It seemed huge to me at the time, but if accuracy serves the lens, it might have been about 3 inches across at most. But I want to tell you that that little piece of glass opened up new worlds for me. I would look at leaves and trees. I would look at the kitchen counter and at the skin on my own hands. Everything through this magnifying glass was completely different. I looked at ants and garden bugs, worms, and even into my dog's eyes. And magnified, the world really looks different, doesn't it? Then one day, a friend of mine came over after school, and showed me that if I held the lens up in the sunlight, I could burn a hole in a piece of wood. Whoa, that was really something. And then I started using this focused light to write things on pieces of wood. I even wrote a little thing to my mom, says, I love you, Mom, in wood. And with that lens magnifying the sunlight, I made all kinds of designs and things. But my friend, it turned out, was more interested in using the magnifier to burn bugs and grasshoppers. Well, I need to tell you, we parted ways that day. You see, in that parting of the ways, I began to learn that there's something about the human spirit that has a tendency to magnify things in general. Do you know what I'm saying? We have a unique and a powerful charism or a gift to be able to make things larger, to expand things. We, in short, you and me, can magnify most anything. And too often, like my childhood friend, we choose to use our gift to burn up bugs and worms. You know, sometimes the things we magnify are anger and hurt. Too often we choose to magnify wounds and cynicism, and more times than we would like to admit, perhaps, we magnify our own desires and our wants. But however you want to paint this, the truth in all of this is that we have a choice, don't we? We sometimes fool ourselves into imagining that that's not the case. We think we have no choice. Indeed, I can't tell you how many times over the years I have heard people tell me that they have had no choice about this or that action that they're going to take or not take. Circumstances or realities constrain them, at least in their minds, and they are forced to do one thing or another. But the hardcore and clear truth is, friends, we always have choices. They may not be easy choices. They might even be very costly choices. But friends, we always have choices before us. That's why I really like this passage so much, the one from the Luke that's called the Magnificat. And for me, it's what some folks might call a life scripture or a foundational scripture. It's one I return to time and again. I pray it, I reflect on it, I study it. And and you can unpack this passage from a number of different directions, but the one I want to focus on today has to do with having choices. So when Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, she's not just making a bland, valueless comment here. She is, my friends, articulating a choice. I mean, look at her life circumstance. She's pregnant out of wedlock, a thing that could get you killed in that culture, stoned. Moreover, she has some wild story that she's pregnant and a virgin. I mean, can you see the rolling of the eyes? Can you hear the gossip and the whispers? And in the midst of it all, she finds clarity. In this moment, Mary's soul could magnify the unfairness and the insanity of the situation. She could magnify resentment and anger, but no, she says it out. My soul magnifies the Lord. Wow. Out of all the options in this moment, and they are many, my soul will magnify the Lord. My spirit will rejoice in God, my Savior. And even though it's pretty likely she's clueless as to where this was going to take her down the road, she still chooses to magnify God's spirit and God's love and God's movement in her life. She chooses to trust in and to follow God. And I want to say today that we too are confronted almost daily with choices about what it is that we will magnify with our spirits and our lives. In this birthing season, as creation awaits, what are you and I going to choose to magnify in our day-to-day wanderings and travels, in our moment-to-moment navigating of this crazy world? What choices are you and I going to make? Well, friends, my hope, My conviction is that we will choose to be present together at the birthing of promise. The promise that produces the very best in us. The promise that pushes us into places that we don't even think we can go. My soul magnifies the Lord and His present power in the gifts of this church. My hope and my prayer is that we will become as midwives at the birth of promise here, this church, in this community. And make no mistake, there is a pregnancy here. Labor pains are in process. The promise of hope is waiting to be born in this birthing season. So let us sit up and make the choice to magnify the Lord as we choose to be present at the birth of new beginnings. New beginnings and promise. Part of giving birth to promise, as you know, is living into a vision of what that promise looks like, right? Otherwise, if we don't have any idea, then promise is kind of not helpful, is it? So in the quest for that, I want to remind you that we sent a letter to every one of you. And you by now, I'm pretty sure everybody got it at least once. But this letter describes the five faces of vision and invites each member of our community to reflect and to dream what these five faces of vision might look like down the road. And I want to thank everyone who has taken the time, because this is not a short-term question. It takes a little while. But I want to thank everybody who has filled those out, and I want to thank in advance those of you who haven't quite gotten around to it. I look forward to spending a few days after Christmas really reading through these and praying into them as we study and come together about a dimension of vision that's important to us. But here, let me think with me for a minute. These five areas are pretty important. The first one that comes to my mind is building authentic community. Now, what's that look like down the road? In an increasingly diverse community, how do we make room for those who are not like us, for those who speak different languages, come from different cultures, those of us who are not with us and may not even be familiar with our faith tradition? How can we be authentic community, and what will that look like down the road? And then, of course, there's discipleship. In what ways will we invite, train, and lift up leaders and people who choose to walk with us in the way of Jesus? How will we come together to explore the pathway that we are choosing, the pathway of forgiveness, grace, compassion, and gentleness? Then, of course, we have community engagement. Part of our role as Christian community is to engage in and serve the wider community, right? How is God calling us to do this, and what will that look like? How can we magnify the Lord in Petaluma and in Sonoma County as we engage in the wider community? 5, 10 years from now, what will that look like? And then, friends, comes mission. Mission is that part of Christian ministry where we get our hands dirty doing the work that transforms the world. Where is God calling us to be first responders of faith? Where can we be agents of healing and justice? How can we be the presence of God in the world, the presence of grace and forgiveness, seeing that those who are hungry are fed, seeing that the oppressed are set free, seeing that the sick are healed and the lame are made to walk? How can we serve and be in mission sacrificially? And then, of course, there's administration and infrastructure, and we have to think about our organization and our buildings. How will we organize our ministry to be more responsive, more effective, and more faithful? How will we use the buildings that we've been entrusted with to welcome people into authentic community, into mission, into a community engagement and discipleship, into an authentic community that we have given birth to together through the power of the Holy Spirit? Well, these are important things to be thinking about. These are important things to be praying about and processing. And I'm looking forward to getting all your responses and to spending some time with them in prayer myself. And if somehow, by the way, you didn't get one of these letters, give us a call. Email the church office. We'll be happy to get one to you right away. But for us, friends, for this church, let our choice, wherever it may take us, be to magnify the Lord. Let us choose to rejoice in God our Savior. Let us roll up our sleeves and be part of the birthing of promise here, now, in this place, as we expand the vision of hope, as we see what it looks like for forgiveness and gentleness and justice to reign in the land. Let us be agents of transformation and promise as we come forward together and go forward in the blessed name of the Christ child. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we pray in this moment a communal prayer. We pray a prayer that comes with the acute awareness that we are part of each other, with the keen knowledge that when one of us suffers, we all suffer. When one of us rejoices, we all rejoice. And we come, God, asking for your shepherding care, asking that you pour your Spirit out on this church as we navigate the shoals of the future together, as we come to give birth to promise in this time. Lead us, God. Push us, nudge us, even provoke us if it be your will, so that we might be more faithful. And as we lift this prayer up, God, we lift it up as ones who have to walk the daily walk. God, there are those among us who are struggling with illness, those who are in acute pain, those who are struggling with this COVID-19 virus. There are those of us who are having surgery this week, and we lift each and every one up in prayer, and we invite your healing Spirit. God, there are those of us struggling in relationships, or those of us challenged by many things in our lives, and we invite your Spirit of comfort and capacity to walk with us. Hear us, God. Hold us, teach us how best to love each other, and then in loving one another to expand that love so that the whole world is healed by your grace. We pray this, we lift this up, we give thanks for your generous, wonderful Spirit in the name of the child who is born in this season, Jesus our Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Ta maiki mami mailo malangi, me varoro taiki nei dhamuni, me adhamaina no muni matintu, me dhagana lo mamuni e burbura, me pakasa dhaga mailo malangi. Ni sile me viki mami ni singongo na kakane ruti ki mami, ni mbukoda manda ni nema mi dhagadala, me pakaki mami sa mbukoda, uere sa dhagadala viki mami. Ni kakuni kuti ki mami gine vere, kamuni vambuli ke mami maina dhaa. Nisa no muni na matini tu, kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, asangani mundu. Amen.
Well, now is the time, friends, when we come to offering our gifts and our tithes for the accomplishment of ministry in the name of this child we celebrate. I know that we are officially finished with our pledge season, but if you let that get away from you, if that was just one of those things you didn't get to, I want to invite you to sit down and pray about the pledge that you could make, the promise that you can give birth to in terms of giving of your resources for the ministry of the church. And in the meantime, we all take this moment to lift up our gifts and our tithes. There are many ways to give to our church. You can write a check and mail it to us via the U.S. Post. You can send a check and drop it off at the church office. You can go to our website and donate online. And now, and it's listed here in the online bulletin, now we have the capacity to give through texting. However you do it, I want to thank you for your generosity. However you give, I want to thank you for being part of a community that knows that giving is transformative. For us, it is not just a matter of ponying up our share, although that's a part of it. For us, it's a spiritual matter of realizing that everything we have comes from God. And as we return it to the work of God, we give thanks for the many blessings we have. And so now I invite you to offer your gifts and your tithes in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. God, we dedicate these gifts, these tithes, to the service of your church. Help us, God, to grow in generosity each day. Help us to expand our sense of vision beyond what we already see. And help us in all things, God, to dedicate these gifts and even our lives to the work of your ministry. To the ministry of love, forgiveness, grace, and healing. We dedicate these gifts therein, in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, hear these words of benediction from St. Francis of Assisi. May God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships so that we may live deep within our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people so that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless us with enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world so that we can do what others claim cannot be done. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.